There's high interest from Macau gaming operators for Thai casino, according to analysts. The landscape of the gaming industry in Southeast Asia could be on the cusp of a significant transformation. CLSA, a prominent brokerage firm, has reiterated the burgeoning interest from Macau's gaming operators in the potential Thai casino market. This week, CLSA reported that 4 out of the 6 licensed casino operators in Macau could be considering the pursuit of a license in Thailand, should the opportunity arise. The operators in question, Galaxy Entertainment, Las Vegas Sands, MGM Resorts International, and Wynn Resorts, are no strangers to the global gaming scene and have been monitoring the developments in Thailand with keen interest. Thailand's allure as a potential gaming hub is not unfounded. CLSA's analysis suggests that the annual gross gaming revenue, GGR, for the Thai casino industry could range from $8.5 billion to $30.8 billion. This projection is primarily predicated on the participation of foreign players, who are expected to be the main contributors to the market. On the legislative front, Thailand's government has been actively reviewing the possibility of introducing legalized casino gambling within its borders. In a tentative move towards this direction, lawmakers have recently voted in favor of legalizing gaming. This pivotal decision could pave the way for the establishment of land-based casinos in the near future. The proposed framework for gaming licenses is designed to attract foreign visitors, who are envisioned as the primary clientele for these establishments. The licenses are projected to have a validity period of 20 years, accompanied by a tax rate of 17%. The conditions set forth for prospective license holders are stringent, reflecting the government's commitment to fostering a robust and responsible gaming industry. An investment minimum of $2.7 billion has been stipulated, ensuring that only serious and capable operators will be able to enter the market. This high threshold is indicative of the government's intentions to create a world-class gaming environment, with state-of-the-art facilities that can compete on an international level. Breaking the paradigm. The decision to legalize casino gambling marks a significant shift for Thailand, which has traditionally maintained a strict stance on gambling activities. However, the potential economic benefits have prompted the government to reconsider its position. The introduction of regulated casinos could create new jobs, generate tax revenue, and attract foreign investment. However, establishing casinos in Thailand presents a multifaceted array of challenges that span the regulatory, political, and social spectrums. The regulatory environment is a primary concern, as the government must create a framework that balances the economic benefits of gaming with responsible gambling practices and safeguards against potential social issues. Politically, the move to legalize casinos requires bipartisan support and careful navigation through Thailand's complex political landscape, which includes managing the interests of various stakeholders, such as the Buddhist clergy and operators of underground casinos. Socially, there is a need to address the concerns of those who oppose gambling on moral and religious grounds, ensuring that the introduction of casinos does not disrupt the cultural fabric of Thai society. The requirement for prospective license holders to invest a minimum of $2.7 billion is a high entry barrier, which could limit the number of operators capable of entering the market. This could potentially reduce the diversity of offerings and innovation in the industry. Furthermore, the proposed 17% tax rate and the 20-year validity period for gaming licenses are factors that will influence the financial models and long-term strategies of interested operators.